This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he wore number 73 to fame as the left tackle of the Cleveland Browns and now the color analyst on the Browns Radio Network. He is Mr. Doug Deacon. Hello, Doug.
Well, I wore the jersey. Joe Thomas took it to fame.
Hey, what was? All right, let's go back to college. What was your number in college?
82.
Tight end, right?
Oh,
I was
going to
say. Actually, this is how bad we were. My sophomore year, I was a wide receiver.
Wow. You had the wheels, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take them to figure out that was not a good thing to do?
Well, when they drafted me and they said, hey, we just drafted you as an offensive tackle, and I said, any chance I can play tight end? They said, we'll see when you get there. And then they give me a 73 number, and I said, well, I don't think I'm going to be reporting as a tackle eligible every play.
Did you play a lot of offensive line at Illinois, Doug, or not?
None. No, we were on probation all 4 years, and unfortunately I was too late for the money there and too early for the money in the NFL. But there was 1 year I actually ended up playing defense too, and in one game my junior year we had a punter that was on scholarship and he got in a car wreck, and then the backup punter was the running back. He got hurt in the game, so I ended up punting too. So it was anything you can do, they'll just throw you out there.
Man, look at that.
I think that's what happened to Cody Parkey. They made him kick.
Yeah. Now that one I never tried.
Freddie Kitchens, the new head coach of the Browns. The search lasted a little while longer than maybe some folks thought it would. And you had two in-house candidates. They hire one of them. What do you think of Freddie, and what do you think of the process that it took to hire him?
Well, I think the thing when you listen to Freddie and everything, you say, boy, I'd love to play for that guy. I mean, he's so real. And I think, you know, we saw a little opposite of that, you know, in the past regime. And Freddie talks to the players and treats players like they're equals. And, he's got the team concept about it. It's not about I as the head coach. It's about we as a football team. And he just, you know, it's fun to listen to him. And I think, you know, you get the impression that he's a good old boy, but he's tough. I mean, I was listening to an interview with Gene Stallings, and he talked about what a great leader Freddie was. And I think, as you know, he put his staff together. He said, I want people that are good coaches that are here to coach as coaching team, not as just trying to get the next head job here. And I think that that was probably what happened in the past when Hugh Jackson went 0-16 and 1-15, you know, any guy that came here came with the idea that maybe I'll be the next head coach here, where now when you look at the roster that Dorsey has put together, I think coaches are saying, well, this is a good place to maybe, if we have success here, I can go be a head coach someplace else. So it's a different mentality, I think, on the coaching staff.
Deke, you talked about the relationships that he's had with the players. That's got to change now that he's the head coach. Even his relationship with Baker Mayfield has to change.
Yeah, it will to some extent, but I think Freddie's going to be Freddie. I mean, Freddie's not going to change as a person, and that's one of the things a player likes. He likes consistency. You know what you're going to get, and you want a guy that's going to treat everybody the same. You don't have a double standard for, Chip Banks. You know, he can go mess up, and Dave Pizzulli, if he just sneezes in the wrong place, he's in trouble. You want somebody that's going to treat everybody the same. And Freddie's going to be Freddie. And that's, I think, one of the things that John Dorsey, he probably looked at a lot of assistant coaches and had a list of guys once they hired a head coach that he said, okay, these are guys we've already checked out. See if you're interested. And they collaborated on it and came up with a coaching staff.
Doug, you can look at every hire that's been made recently, whatever. There's a gamble in most every hire. What do you think the biggest gamble is in hiring Freddie, who's never been a head coach and has been an offensive coordinator for eight games?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, there's a lot of things that are not football related that the head coach has to do. And I think, you know, I look back when Pat Shurmur came here, and there wasn't a lot of star power on the team, and he was kind of the not only the first-time head coach, but also the face of the franchise. But with the fact that you have Baker, you know, already on the roster, and he's kind of the face of the franchise right now, part of that Freddie, you know, doesn't have to do. But, you know, he's, you know, Freddie just wants to coach football, and I think, you know, that's a good thing. You know, he called into the guys the other day on the morning show, but that's just Freddie. He just loves to talk football.
They've come up with some new names for coaches. Do they hire somebody to come up with those names too? Quality control and whatever
else.
Well,
they always have, you know, people like that. They break down film and you know, those are guys that are working their way up the coaching staff. And I think, you know, what if you look at it, it's kind of a diverse group where, you know, some of them have, you know, been in the college ranks, and you know, when you look at the way the NFL game has evolved into these air raid spread offenses, you know, they have a fresh, you know, mind of thinking in regards to what you're going to do offensively and how you're going to defend it defensively. You have to dip a little bit into the, you know, people that have, you know, college experience.
Even got somebody with Canadian football.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I don't know. There's a few differences in the rules up there, so we might have to watch that part of it.
Doug Deacon joining us, color analyst on the Browns Radio Network. Doug, I always thought Mike McCarthy would be a great hire for any team because of his track record. If he didn't want to be flexible on things, he apparently eliminated himself from a job in Cleveland, and at least for consideration, and in New York with the Jets. And if he's not the guy you're looking at, I kind of thought continuity from a 5-3 finish was really important. And it's either Freddie or Greg, one or the other. And I thought it was interesting that John Dorsey thought long-term that Freddie was a better hire long-term than Greg. And I get it from an age standpoint. You can throw that in because Greg's been around forever. But I would think that Freddie's message might not wear thin as quickly as Greg's might. Because Greg could, I would think, might be able to get on your nerves a little bit, even though we all loved him.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we saw a change in Greg when he went from being the defensive coordinator to the head coach. And I think, you know, one of the things, you know, I guess as you look at it, you know, once he took over as head coach, though, and I think his son took over kind of as a quasi-defensive coordinator, all of a sudden the takeaways kind of went down, and, you know, the defense wasn't playing, I don't think, is quite as well. But I think, you know, the fact that you've got somebody that can communicate with your quarterback is a key. And, you know, I go back to the different quarterbacks that I've been involved with. You know, when I first started, you know, you had Brian, and Brian kind of got started because they brought Blanton back as an assistant coach after, you know, he had retired. But after that, it was Jim Schaffner. And Jim, you know, if you talk to Brian, Jim Schaffner was a big part of his career. Then you had Bernie, and he complained about, I'm trying to remember who the coordinator was, when Marty first started, and so they brought in Lindy and Fonny, and then Bernie had a lot of success with him. So I think, you know, having somebody that can communicate with that quarterback, because that's the biggest and most important position on the field, and you have to have somebody that can relate to that person. And, you know, I think Freddie and Baker kind of stripped it down to the bare bones about, you know, what are you about, and this is what I'm about. And with that, they earned each other's respect.
You know, it's going to be interesting this week down at the Senior Bowl. You got guys with the Browns who haven't worked with each other for the most part, or maybe worked with one or two, and yet there's no such things as the Browns way, but they're going to have to come up with one quick.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you've already set the foundation with John Dorsey. I mean, he knows what kind of players he wants, but he, you know, he's also one that's going to listen to the coaching staff and what kind of players they want. And I think, you know, that was, you know, a problem in the past when you kind of had the analytically driven drafts, where, you know, sometimes the coaching staff didn't see the scouting reports, but I think these guys are all in it together, and you know they're going to share their information and try to make sure they get the best 53 guys out there on the field.
Doug Deacon joining us. Doug, it's kind of weird now sitting here. The coaching search is over, and there is no huge pressing off-season thought when you head into this draft. Like, all right, who's the quarterback going to be? What are you going to do with the number one pick? What are you going to do with the top three pick? And that's a little – it's a great sign.
Kind of boring.
But it's a little different, yeah. And I'm real curious to see how John Dorsey approaches the offseason based on his draft record. I think we're all pretty happy with that. But also free agency, because that might be more critical for the Browns this year than it's been in the past, yes?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's always important, but I think the good part about it is where in the past, because of, you know, the record, you know, you had to overpay to get guys to come here. But I think, you know, anybody that's seen the Browns in the last eight games of the season, they're going to sit there and say, you know, hey, that's a team on the rise. So, you know, you might not have to spend as much to get some of the guys that you want in free agency, and you're not going to get, you know, Dorsey's not going to get the Kenny Britts and the Dwayne Bowes that the previous regime brought in, and he's going to get football players in here, and we saw that last year. And even if he brings somebody in, that's no guarantee, because he's always looking to upgrade that roster.
Yeah, Cleveland looks like it's a fun destination place this time around.
Yeah.
That might be a good airline commercial.
Let's go with that. Doug, enjoy the conference championship games. Who do you like?
Well, you know, I guess I'm old school. I like the old quarterbacks. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, Jimmy Donovan was saying when the college playoffs, you know, started, the four teams in the semifinal games, the point spreads were like 10, 12, 13, 14, which you would say, oh, that's an awful lot for the best four teams in the separation. Well, you look at these, you know, I think the point spreads are both 3, 3.5. Which, you know, when you take away the home field advantage, they're pretty much even. So it's interesting how the NFL has kind of sorted it out, and they've got the four best teams.
Doug, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and
okay.
We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks,
okay.
Doug.
Doug Deacon, color analyst on the Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.